wraparound things?
Yeah, I used to. A shawl, blanket or something.
Apron?
Well, maybe so, she called it apron.
And the part of her dress down at the bottom where the material goes down and then comes back and it's stitched?
Oh, what do you have after those leggings?
Hem.
Oh, hem.
Now, I don't know how it was when you were a boy, but when I was a boy, if I lost a button or something and my mother didn't get time to sew it on, she'd take one of those metal clips and snap it in there.
Safety pins.
Yeah.
I use those for fun.
I used nails.
I have used more work clothes. Jumpers I've used.
Yeah, I've used nails, but they aren't as good as a safety pin. They just get big.
Safety pins are.
What are the parts of a man's suit?
Parts of his suit?
Yeah.
What part do you have?
Coat?
Coat, vest, trousers.
It used to be men would wear things over their shoulders to hold up their
suspenders.
My dad still wears those, and he wears a belt, too. And that belt misses him by that much, I'll swear. It just pulls down his pants. If his suspenders ever broke, his pants would fall down from that belt.
I used to like suspenders, but I got to wear heat bothered me. Hot summer. And I quit them.
Well, they're hot, too, aren't they? What do you call those things that you wear in the winter sometimes when you're riding? Riding a horse?
Chaps.
Yeah. Would these be the fuzzy ones or the...
Well, they're mostly made of rawhide. No, not necessarily be fuzzy.
Mostly just to turn the brush?
Yeah.
Warm.
Oh, yeah. They're warm and turn the brush too.
I talked to a man who said he had a pair made out of bear skin. Belonged to his wife's father. He wore them about once in 3 years. But he said that once was enough. When he wanted them, they were there and they kept him warm. This was over in the western part of the state.
Boys here spraying timber, carrying the flag, you know. They use those heavy chaps, protect them, you know. Rattlesnake, they run. Pretty good protection.
I'll bet. They wear them when they walk, huh?
Yeah, they wore them walking.
Huh.
Just for that protection, you know. But you don't have a lot of time to feed your way and watch. You've got to hurry with that flag through that brush. And you're looking up, working through the brush.
And that spray's pretty hard on those boys, isn't it? Or is it?
Oh, I don't think it hurts. It's not poison. I don't know if it hurts them or not. They get it all. When they spray over, they're right in the middle of the gun.
Go wash it off.
Yeah, it's sticky, just what it smells.
If you get too much stuff in your pocket and it goes like that, you say it does what?
Bulge.
Bag. It used to be, a man would buy a shirt and he'd wear it once and it would fit. And it'd get washed.
Go up.
Yeah. What would you call a peach that has been green on the limb and stopped growing? The skin gets all wrinkled up.
Swivel peach.
And we started to talk about bedding. What would you call a fancy cover for a bed?
What was a counterpin or what do you call a? You put over your bed, what do you call them?
What do you call them?
Counterpin, but now, what do you call them now?
What do you call them? Bedspreads, huh? I don't know what they are.
Bedspreads, we used to.
How about these heavy bed covers that have...